something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
This is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's not getting a call back from a woman named Naomi.
That's I moan backwards.
And apparently he knows exactly why.
Oh, well then, mm-hmm. What are we doing?
I have no idea. So, Silas, my producers tell me that you know exactly why you're getting ghosted?
Yeah, I do, unfortunately.
What did you do?
So I tend to get like really nervous about like being late to things. And, especially when I'm going to meet someone new,
mm-hmm.
then like add the pressure of like, you know, regular first day jitters and like it was a restaurant I had never been to. Anyway, I decided to get to the cafe like 15 minutes early. That way, if there's any traffic or like bad parking, I would be on time, you know?
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's better to be early than late.
Yeah, especially to a first date.
Yeah.
All right. I walked to the cafe and it's permanently closed.
Oh, the cafe?
So I reached for my phone in my pocket to see if I could find a new place close by. And I left my phone in the car.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So you just went back to your car then, right? And got your phone?
Yeah, I walked back to my, you know, I was, you know, a little peeved at myself, but I walked back. And when I got there, I realized my keys and wallet are both in there too. And so, of course, it's locked. I can't get to them.
So what'd you do?
I had to wait for Naomi. And she showed up and, you know, I asked her to help me. And I had to wait for like 10 minutes for her to show up. And it just feels creepy, man. You're standing there in front of an empty store and you're asking every woman walking by if her name is Naomi. And it's not a good look. She was sweet about it, though. She was sweet about it. She called AAA for me. You know, I talked to them, and the cherry on top of it all was that my membership had expired.
Whoa.
And I didn't have my wallet to renew, so they weren't going to help me. So then she calls a locksmith for me, and it all took like 2 hours.
Oh. Well, she's got a lot of patience, because if that was me, I would have left you.
I would have left me too.
How'd you leave things with her then?
You know, I texted her that night and just said sorry for the whole everything, you know, all of it. And I do want to try again for you know, a real first date. And yeah, nothing.
How long ago was this?
About a week and a half now. It's not that serious. I don't think she's like the one or anything. I just want to, you know, give it a real go, you know.
Have
like
an actual date.
First day. Yeah, see what happens from there.
Where did you guys end up meeting? I didn't hear.
So it was just in front of like a cafe. It was like a French.
No, like originally. Originally, where did you meet her?
I met her through some friends.
Okay. And how long has it been? Or sorry, you said it's been about a week and a half. And how many times have you tried to reach out?
I've waited a couple days between texts.
between texts, so.
And she hasn't responded at all?
Yeah, so then I decided to, that's when I decided to give you guys a call.
Okay, maybe. And it couldn't be anything else?
I don't know, man. I feel like she just kind of felt sorry for me and you know, that's not a good first impression. So I want to give it another go.
Here's some wishful thinking, Silas. Maybe she locked her keys and phone in her car. So that's why she can't get a hold of you.
You know, I hadn't thought about that.
She hasn't been able to get a new phone in weeks. It's crazy. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure out why she's not calling. If that is the reason she's not calling you back. Sounds like it probably is, because that's awkward. And then try to get you another date, okay?
All right.
All right, we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Silas is on the phone, and Silas... I'm just going to say it, really screwed up his first date. He had a date with a woman named Naomi. They met through friends, and he was like, let's go to this cafe. Then he got to the cafe early, walked there, because there was no parking, two blocks, got to the cafe, realized it was closed permanently, didn't check that on Yelp, and then walked back to his car, and his phone and his keys were locked in the car, and he ended up meeting up with Naomi, but they just spent 2 hours trying to get the stuff out of his car and get his car unlocked. They did order Uber Eats, though, while they waited. And he said he liked her, but now she's not calling him back, so we're about to figure out why. All right, Silas, you ready for me to call her?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Naomi, please?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Naomi. This is a radio show called The Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
Mine's Alex.
Mine's English Evan.
And?
Well, why are you guys calling me?
Well, it's a good question. Calling you because one of our listeners actually emailed us about you.
Oh, is this about Silas?
Yeah, whoa. It is.
All right.
You already knew?
I kind of figured, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, we do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them, then they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And Silas kind of knows that you had not the best date, a little bit of bad luck.
A little bit of bad luck is an understatement, to be honest. I've seen a lot of horror movies, and I know not to follow a random guy that you barely know to a car two blocks away.
Okay.
Yeah, so, sounds like Ted Bundy.
Yeah. He told us about how, he met you where you guys were supposed to meet, and that was actually closed for good, and then he locked all his stuff in his car. And he said you hung out and were pretty cool about it, but you think that he made it up?
I mean, yeah.
Really?
I mean, look at it from my perspective, right? Well... it's like a random guy that I barely know offers to meet me up at a cafe, and I get to the obviously closed cafe to a guy standing in front saying he lost his phone and keys in his car.
Yeah, that would be super sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked me that, tells me that the car is like two blocks away.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, didn't you guys meet through friends though?
They vouched, you know, but... yeah, you know.
Wait,
like,
and if you did think that he was a murderer, then why'd you order Uber Eats?
I mean, I told him I would call like AAA for him, but that I would stay in front of the cafe because I felt a lot safer. It's just like more public place.
Right.
And okay. He was okay with that. So, you know, that put me a little bit more at ease.
But after everything, though, you still think that he made it up?
I do. I mean... he asked me to call AAA, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, they can't help. Did he tell you that part?
Well, he said that his thing expired and that he didn't have his wallet because it was inside the car. So he couldn't pay for it. But I was thinking that you were at the car with him this whole time. So he just kept going back and forth or what?
Yeah. So I called a locksmith for him and I just waited. And that's why I got Uber Eats, because I was cold. I was just like standing there. So I Ubered us some coffee while we waited for the locksmith to come. you know, and give me a call and let me know when they're there. And while we were waiting, yeah, we had like a really great conversation.
Serial killers are often charming.
Exactly. It's like Ted Bundy was like super charming. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Well, I do have to let you know, Naomi, I don't know. I didn't get a big serial killer vibe from him, but I haven't met a lot of serial killers, honestly. Yeah. So I don't even know. Well, that's true. I might have. So my serial killer dar might be very off. But he is on the phone and wants to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm not a serial killer, Naomi. I don't even kill like bugs in my house. I like save them, you know. I just put them in a jar. Put them outside usually.
Yeah, putting them in the jar is kind of serial killerish.
You put them in a jar and then put them outside.
No, because I'm trying to
put them in a jar.
Them.
I hope you're poking holes.
I mean, sure. I had a collection when
fine.
I was a kid.
You're still using a radio shot to call me. I think a serial killer would definitely do something like this. They kind of love attention.
But like, you said yourself, like you felt more like safe in public, right? Like that's because it's like more of a public.
You feel
setting.
Safer on the radio. I don't know.
Will it be like the radio show serial killer?
We could use one. I don't know if we have one.
Could we use one?
I mean, every show should have a serial killer, I think, right?
I don't know, man. This is crazy. I'm not a serial killer. That's like totally unfounded. That's like a weird, crazy thing to say. Okay.
Okay. Well, so you're getting a little worked up here now. I mean,
I'm a little worked up. You're
kind of like a telltale sign right there.
I can't. I ran over like a bunny one time, but like that was like sad.
On
like,
purpose?
I felt bad about that.
Oh, okay. That's how they start with animals, usually.
I have empathy, man. Like, it's not like I'm not like a sociopath. I'm not a serial killer. I just wanted to go on another date. All right.
Silas,
sorry,
calm down.
So hard to understand.
There's no getting over it, Naomi. It was all creepy for you.
It was creepy. He invited me to a closed cafe.
There's no chance chance he made a mistake.
I'm actually not convinced still. Yeah, so no, I'm just not convinced.
All right.
Wow.
Well, I'll ask it anyway. Naomi, would you like to go on another date with Silas? We'll pay for it.
No, thank you.
Saw that coming.
Silas, I'm sorry, man.
Silas.
For what it's worth, I don't think, I believe that was an honest mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Make reservations next time.
Yeah, like call them up and actually make them.
At a place that's open.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It is. It's the only way to make sure you're not confused for a serial killer. It's what I've learned.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level.
old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.